Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Umeayin hoyim masiyin masuos. And where did they hold up these torches? Mehar ha-mishcha l'sartava. So they started from Har ha-mishcha, which is the mountain of anointing, which is Har ha-zesim, the Rav says. So it started from Har ha-zesim l'sartava, until they would see it in the Har, that was Har Sartava. Umisartava l'grofina. All these are just different places. This is the mountain called Grofina, Har Grofina. Umi Grofina l'chavron, umi chavron l'veis bilton. Umi beis bilton lo zozim yisham. But the final one, the final mountain where they'd be standing on top, was beis bilton. They didn't move from there. Elamolach umevi umalamurid. They went forwards and back, up and down. Achaya roa chol hagola lefonav kimedura saish. The guy would stand there doing it until he saw the whole diaspora, which the Rav explains is Bavel, that it would appear in front of him like a bonfire. Because he would see that every single person would be standing on top of his roof in Bavel, waving their torches to show that they got the message. And the reason that this base built in was the final stop, Threshold explains, it was just happened to be the terrain, because this was really the last area where there were mountains. After this, it was a plateau, it was flat. So they no longer had people signaling to another person on the top of the mountain. And Taisyanta points out that they had to also have gone through Syria to get to Bavel, because we're going to see that after they stopped with the business of using the torches because of the Kusim, as we said in the previous Mishnayos, they sent messengers, and they sent messengers to Syria. So if they sent messengers there, they were obviously using the message system of the torches beforehand through Syria as well. And Taisanta brings, and this actually was the path that Avram Avinu went when he went down from Or Kostim, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. He went through Aram Naharayim, which is Syria.